Hello, and welcome to our second audio on our Your Life and Your Money Financial Planning Questionnaire. This is Dan Hart. I'm glad you're listening. I encourage you to get the questionnaire in your hand. You can find it on the website right next to this audio file. And I really think of this questionnaire as asking the why questions. Financial planning can be, of course, a whole lot about what we're doing, but this really asks about why we're doing. What are the most important things in our life? And it helps to elicit those from perhaps deep inside of us. So sit back and get the questionnaire. Let's get started. The questionnaire is just, it asks questions about a variety of different things. It's not so much the financial, you know, how much money do you have here or there,
right.
But it really is broken into some sections. For example, it asks you about some passions that you have, vision, your philosophies about some different things, some goals, concerns, and then some other things just to kind of wrap up. And it's just questions, Jim, is all it is. It's really just to get you thinking and maybe to plant a seed or so, and then you really are going to work it out with the Lord as far as His direction for you. So again, last time we talked about some passions and about the vision that God has given us in our life, and we just got started on the philosophies. And the next one here is one that, you know, is of particular interest to me, is that is asking ourselves, do we have any concern about where our investment dollars ultimately end up? In other words, what kind of companies are they supporting? You know, when you go into a mutual fund and 401ks, all those kinds of things, then money typically ends up buying stock, you know, of all sorts of different companies that we've heard of and many that we haven't heard of. And so, well, what do those companies do? What are they maybe doing beneath the surface as well? What are they doing with their charitable giving? What kind of things are they supporting? Those are the kinds of things that you can ask if anybody that helps you with those things. Ask your 401k provider. Ask your investment advisor. Some of them might just scratch their head and say, what are you talking about? But with some other research, you can pursue that and begin to get an idea of what's going on in there and whether you want to do something about that. So again, it's just a way to ask, you know, do I care? Does it matter to me?
All right, we'll talk more about some of the philosophy questions here coming up on 88.5 WJ.
We believe strongly that it is important what our investments support, but that's a decision that you can make for yourself. In our next section, then we're going to talk about a couple of other topics that come up and are a part of most of our financial lives.
One of those that you know, everybody knows about,
mm-hmm.
at least has experienced, I would say 95% of our country experiences.
Yes. And what is that, Jim?
Debt. Yes.
Yes, so you're right about that. As an adult, most of us have some debt now, or have had some debt at the very least. And so a question that we ask on this questionnaire, do you have a philosophy about debt? And the whole idea here, Jim, this is not a preaching questionnaire. It's just to make you think about it on purpose. A lot of people realize that debt kind of controls them, and even Proverbs tells us we can be a slave to our debt. And then, you know, just realize, then you just make that conscious choice. You know what, it'd be a good idea to reduce my debt, perhaps, to even eliminate my debt. I'm not trying to tell people how they should answer the question on this questionnaire, but simply to say it's good to be thinking about these things on purpose, because then you can figure out, okay, well, what am I going to do about that, mm-hmm. as I know how I want my life to go in regards to debt.
That kind of leads into the next one about, you know, a lot of people say, well, I have too much debt. I don't know if I can give or not.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, that leads into your next question, which I'll let you.
Yeah, the next question in our philosophy section is, do you have a personal philosophy about giving of your money to fund God's work? For example, is tithing an upper goal, or is it just a starting point?
Hmm.
And so if you look at the statistics, you'll see that most of us, I guess, must think of it as the upper goal that maybe we'll get to one day, because we're not there yet. I think average Christian giving is maybe 2.5%, something like that.
Really?
It's pretty sad, actually, here in this rich country in which we live. So this is just to get somebody thinking about what is the role of giving in my life, and how much of a priority should it be? I tell you, when you just look at the numbers, when you really look and say, I'm giving 2, 3, 4% of my income to God's work, then you realize, you know what, maybe I need to chart a course for this.
All right, we'll chat more about it coming up here on 88.5.
In case you're not aware, I use the word tithing in there, T-I-T-H-I-N-G, and that refers to giving 10% of our income to God's work. Next, we're going to cover a couple of topics that we often deploy more money toward than anything else.
about retirement?
Well, that's one of the questions on the questionnaire. Do you have a personal philosophy about retirement? And I think this one is really interesting. And unlike the last couple of questions where I asked them and then I started preaching, you know,
right.
like how we should feel about it, which I shouldn't do, you know. here, really, you got to go to the Lord on this one. Because there's no biblical model for retiring, but that doesn't mean that it's evil. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. So really, it's a matter of getting on our knees and saying, Lord, how should I feel about retirement? Because it takes a lot of money to eat without working. And of course, that's the Lord's money.
I've tried that before. It doesn't work.
Not for long, it doesn't. We really, again, have to ask the Lord, how should I feel about this idea of later in life not working, not having an earned income? And how much money should I be, how much God of your money right now should I be throwing to set aside and saving up for that when there are other good things I could do with that same amount of money? So I'm not against retirement. I'm not really for it. I'm just saying that it's one of those things where each of us has to be led by the Lord. Kind of the same as the next question, which is, do you have a personal philosophy about your lifestyle? For example, is it wrong to live high on the hog? How do you balance enjoying the material blessings that God makes available to you and sharing your resources with those in dire need? And Jim, and there are those with dire need that aren't even eating today.
Right.
And it doesn't take much money to feed those people. And yet we also, you just can't spell it any other way. We live in luxury in this country. You know, if you have cable TV and you have a car and you have heat and air conditioning in your house and, you know, I mean, we're just living much higher on the hog than most of the world does. And again, that's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. That's just the way it is. But still, we can make decisions about, well, how do we fall into that? How much of our money do we give, say, to the church or to those in dire need or even save for our future compared to what we want or expect our lifestyle to be right now? What I found with a lot of us is that we have in our minds an unspoken expectation of what our lifestyle should be like. And we spend our money to make that happen, again, without really giving it any conscious thought. So again, a great subject here just to get on our knees and say, Lord, how should I feel about that and spending your money on different things in my life?
We'll chat more about it coming up here on 88.5 WJIE.
And now let's look at what for many of us may be our largest single act of stewardship. And we'll start to talk about some specific goals as well. Last one is, do you have a personal philosophy, and this really is the last one, I guess, about the disposition of your assets after you have died? In other words, does your family have a moral right to inherit these assets? Should any or all of it go to charity? And I tell you, this is an interesting question because there are so many possibilities of what you can do. Very often, your children may be grown, hopefully on their own financially. And so, gosh, there's an unlimited number of choices there of what you can do with the money that is still in your hands when you're actually gone and with the Lord now. And so it's good, again, I think, to identify and to do that on purpose. What is my philosophy about that? What often happens is that we go and we get a will or trust done, and we just do the stereotypical. You know, if I die, everything goes to my spouse, and then when the spouse dies, everything goes to our children equally. Exactly right. And again, I can't say there's anything evil about that, but I do know that when we're handling God's money, just to go do that without stopping and saying, let's think, let's pray. This is God's money. What really is the best use of this money after we're gone? Sometimes God may lead us in different directions. The next section in the questionnaire is about our goals. So again, we've talked about sort of our philosophies, but now here are our goals, specific goals. And the first one just simply is, what is your most important personal goal? Whether it has anything to do with finances or not, what's the most important personal goal? Again, good to identify that, because often the really important things in our life, we can just, you know, we get busy with day-to-day life and we kind of ignore those things. This helps us to know what it is and to focus on it.
All right, we'll chat more about that coming up. Right now, let's go to traffic. Check in with Ryan.
After some music and weather and such on WJIE, then we kind of reviewed where we were with all of this and talk some more about goals.
Hi, it is 7:59, about a minute left. Dan, so I'll give you a last chance to spit something out here.
Okay, I'll try not to get the microphone soggy here. What we're talking about today is lots of questions just to ask ourselves and then to see what kind of tickles our fancy and then to spend some time with God. So we've talked about visions and passions and today a lot about philosophies. and also about goals. And we've asked to ask ourselves, what is our most important personal goal? What other non-financial goals do we have? And then we can even get specific with specific topics. Do we have goals about retirement, about educating children, about giving, about insurance, about investments, estate planning, our debt, our lifestyle, caring for our parents, you know, having a business one day, just all of those kinds of things. And it's good just to think through those things one at a time. Not all of them will end up being as important to us, but to realize what our goals really are. Because what happens, Jim, we're just all so busy in our day-to-day life, we can just go through a week, a month, a year, and not really be living on purpose. And so it's good, really, before the Lord, to be asking ourselves, what are our goals? Why does God have me here? And then to know that, and then to be able to move forward in that, whatever unique path that might be for you. And we're doing all of this, Jim, because with our money and with our very lives, God owns.
And we get to manage.
And we manage, yeah. Right.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you stopping by today.
That tagline that you just heard there, God owns and we manage, was one that we used every time on WJIE when I was there over about a 10-year period. God owns and we manage. Let's keep it legal here now.
Dan Hart is a certified financial planner practitioner with Dan Hart Financial Services, and he's also a registered representative with GAA REPL & Company, member NASD SIPC.
Remember, feel free to tell others about these links, this questionnaire, these audio files, if you think it will be of any help to them. And I hope to have you back here soon for the third audio, where we will finish up this questionnaire. God bless.